Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This season, Instacart has your back to school, as in they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry," and then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where I live, every time I turn around, some library is banning books. The latest is a book called Gender Queer in the community of Spring Lake, Michigan. Now, you need to know that in this book, I'm going to show you some of the screenshots from the book that are the problem. But first, let's get to the issue here. People, now when you hear about it, you're like, oh, and on its face, it's just a bunch of bigots in this community. All right, let's find out. Audio check, video check. Here we go.
Public School Board made the decision whether to allow a book about gender and sexual identity to remain in the high school library.
News 8's Byron Tollefson's in Spring Lake where the meeting just wrapped up. Byron, what happened?
In a close 4-3 vote, the Spring Lake Public School Board voted to remove the book, Gender Queer, from the high school library. This is a memoir written by Maya Kobabe, and it's about the author's journey to gender and sexual identity. Earlier this year, a parent filed a complaint over this book because of graphic sexual images in it. A district committee decided to keep the book in the library, but the parent appealed that decision to the school board, bringing us to tonight. Now, in voting to remove this book tonight, the majority of board members felt the book is too sexually explicit and visually graphic for kids. There is one important exception in this decision, though. Kids can still get the book through a school counselor, social worker, or school psychologist, but only with parental consent.
Yeah, I will be honest, the pictures were uncomfortable. I did not like them, some of them. I understood why the author, obviously you're writing a graphic novel, the pictures are going to be there. But I do understand people's concern as to what those pictures are. I also understand the book itself and the importance of the story that it tells.
The explicit and graphic nature of the photos, not being on the review committee, but are images that I do not want my children to visually see.
It's fun.
I'm laughing because I know what the visuals are. You're not going to believe this shit.
The three school board members who voted to keep this book are concerned that this is going to create a slippery slope of banning books. They also say that the memoir is important representation for LGBTQ plus students serving a larger purpose.
The truth is, Our LGBTQ plus students may be fighting and struggling for much of their lives. They need these books like they need oxygen, especially given the notable scarcity of out role models in this community. Look around. But more than that, they need our affirmation, especially right now.
Okay. Now, I will say that everything she just said does make
sense. After this decision was made, the school board allowed public comment, giving the people who were against the book a chance to speak. But one of the parents went over the 3-minute time limit. So what happened is the school board members walked out because the parent didn't stop talking. And when they returned about a minute later, the school board president promptly ended the meeting. Live in Spring Lake, Byron Tollefson.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen that. I wish
the school season can be a time that brings.
I wish that this story had, you know, crazy people yelling into the microphone, but I don't know why they didn't cover that. Okay. Let's get into what this book is all about. Now, the website that I pulled this from is some conservative, you know, weirdo fucking site. But they did take pictures of the illustrations in this book and posted them. So we're going to go over those things. All right. This is from the book Gender Queer. Obviously, illustrations and a graphic novel. And this in this portion, this is the story of this this character who is a chick, but doesn't want to be a chick and is transgendered. So as you see here, hiding my period became extremely important to me. For 2 entire school years, I successfully avoided ever using a school bathroom. I'd often wear the same pad for so long that the dried blood turned to dark crumbles resembling coffee grounds. Now, that's gross. Okay. But I mean, that's something that is relatable because the person who wrote this book, not for me or you or whatever, but to someone who's going through maybe what this person is going through. So I want you to kind of wrap your mind around context. Yes, that's awful, but that actually happened to this person. To this day, a huge number of my nightmares involve menstrual blood. I'll feel the familiar sensation of hot blood gushing from my body. Oh, no. And then look at this. When I make it to the bathroom, I'll find my legs smeared with blood from waist to knees. That's like the bad dream that this born a woman wants to become a dude experiences. Oh, my God. That's awful. In 7th grade, my mom bought me my first bra. I liked that it flattened my tiny boobs into non-existence, but I hated that I needed it at all. I started daydreaming about getting breast cancer, thinking it would give me the perfect excuse to have my breasts removed. Gives you an idea what someone who's going through this is all about. And I honestly, I don't have a problem with any of this. Since then, there have been several cases of cancer in my family, so I know how terrible that sounds. This is like her depicting her. That's like her, you know, that image. I'd like to say I never think about that anymore, but that would not be true. It's unfortunate. The boys around me seemed as yet unravaged by puberty. I wished I was one of them. If I could have removed the vagina out of my body after that experience, I would have. In lieu of that, I promised myself that nothing would enter it ever again. Okay, all right. Get an idea what's going on here. In fact, I'm shocked when a friend says, I'm not really into slash or gay comics. I don't know what that means. I've never heard that term. What? Really? I thought gay porn was universal. All right. Later, she described herself as heteroflexible and tried to explain why she liked lesbian porn more than gay porn. I think it's because I just don't know how to assign a sensation to a body part that I don't have. And then chick who wants to be a dude says, I assign sensation to a body part I don't have all the time. Sometimes I can almost feel where it would be. resting against my thigh. Okay? All right, now it's starting to get heat. It's starting to heat up here. When I was 14 or so, I told a close friend, I think I'm asexual. You can't be. I've seen you lust after people. Well, yeah, but not very often, and I don't enjoy it. So the character's like struggling. And then there's this. It's a depiction of Plato's Symposium. So you see two dudes here with hard-ons. Now, I can just say that all of what I've seen so far in this graphic novel, I can't, this never occurred in any library that for a school that I went to. Okay? No idea. And so this alone is unusual to me. Now, under the context of today and what kids go through now, I mean, kids come out of the closet all the time, and then usually they don't really have anyone to talk to, which is what that person on the school board was saying. So, all right, I mean, I can actually understand. However, let's continue. In this portion of the book, the author is talking about getting a dildo and talking about my first orgasm. Now, we're getting into an area that I'm like, holy fuck, why was this? Jesus. I mean, I guess in the context of when I was, you know, in the 1980s, no, this would not fly. So we have to kind of wrap our mind around the context of 2022. And this is more out in the open, I guess. And let's be perfectly honest here. Kids start looking at porno at like a very young age now. We were not exposed to pornography unless it was by accident. Well, sure, we'd seek it out, but there was no place to get it anywhere. So sexually, everything's changed. From the eyes of an adult, this material is fucked up. But I don't know if this is that big of a deal for a young person. The character says the way she talks about orgasms makes me wonder if actually if I've ever, never had one, I guess I should get one of these and try it. Okay. Now our character, our hero, I think these are both chicks that want to become dudes. So you see the representation, you know, they're not wearing makeup, they don't look girly, and this is a very normal thing. Well, this is where a lot of people exist, you know? I mean, I don't know. Oh boy, let me just finish my thoughts before I decide on this, before I rule on this whole thing. That's no big deal. I have literally all of the hair on every, I have literally all of the hair on every part of my body. Have you ever shaved your pubic hair? Nope. And here are these two. They're holding hands. That's so brave. Brave. I always thought of it as lazy. Okay, now look at this. Look at this. Hey, friends. It's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This is in now. The one chick has a strap on, and the other chick is going to town on the strap on. Prior to that, our hero here is getting sexted, and I got a new strap on harness today. I can't wait to put it on. Put it on you. It will fit my favorite dildo perfectly. You are going to look so hot. I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life. Then I want you inside me. So holy shit, this is all. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think now we're getting to a point where all of the things, I think maybe it was kind of like, maybe a little over the line, a little wonky, but I think now we're right here in this spot with cock inside of me and with giving oral to a strap on. I don't know, man. Now, our hero here doesn't like it. I can't feel anything. This was much hotter when it was only my imagination. Hey, Z. Hey, Zane. So apparently this is me here. Let's try something else. Of course. I don't know, man. But again, this is the context of 52-year-old dude. Is this... Yeah, I can't say that this is appropriate. It's too much, you know? This is just too fucking much. You can't have put my cock in you and guy sucking on a... or chick sucking on a strap-on and say... I don't know, man. Later, talking to my best friend. I hate it. I hate having boobs in a period. I hate buying bras and underwear. I hate feeling. So we're getting the idea. She hates being a chick. All right. I want to be a dude. So we haven't even gotten to the worst part yet, by the way. So now we're now it's coming back. We're getting to past this whole sensual moment, and the one girl is telling the other girl, hey, look, it's going to be okay. When I finally got old enough to not be embarrassed talking about this stuff with my sister. Okay, this is the conversation that our hero is having with the sister. It never really occurred to you to put something into your vagina, not even a finger. It really didn't. So you've never tasted yourself? Is this what you chicks do to each other? Do you talk about tasting yourself? And the girl says, what? No, you. Wait, you have? By the way, it's weird that sisters would sit like this. I would never have done that with my brother, nor would I ever have had any of these discussions with my brother. This chick says, ha, of course, you should try. And then the next panel, it says, and so, and here's our hero. And look, it says vagina slime on the finger. What? All right. So this is what these people were all bitching about in the meeting. And they couldn't really get into it in the news, that they focus on putting cocks inside of people and strap-on blowjobs and vagina slime. Shit. What the fuck? Linda says this is a conversation I will never have with my sister. Chris says this is a lot. Yeah, I know, man. That's what I thought. I was shocked by this. This is what's on the school library shelf. I was 11 or 12 years old the first time I can remember fantasizing about having a penis. So then our hero talks about how look at, and then there's actually like two people having sex. For years, my standard method of masturbation was stuffing a sock into the front of my pants and manipulating the bulge. Memorably, I got off once while driving just by rubbing the front of my jeans and imagining getting a blowjob. All right, so that's the good, the bad, and the ugly of the book Gender Queer. Well, yeah, that's a lot. I don't know if with clear conscience I could say that this book needs to be on the shelves at a school. Chris says, yeah, this is just porno. Kind of. It's informational. It really is. And I think that it definitely is graphic. But I think it explains the plight of what these what people go through. Jesus. Soft informational porno. And I guess my question is, what really is the problem here? Is the problem because parents are, they feel uncomfortable? Okay. Or is it something else? Because if it's just a parent saying, well, this makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, well, maybe. But at the same time, it might actually make someone who is going through that. They're like, oh, maybe I'm not a fucking idiot. Maybe I'm not crazy. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think actually the story coming out is going to draw more attention to this. So if you are a person that is struggling with their sexuality and their gender to some degree, that knowing that this is a book, maybe this is something that they would want to check out. I don't know, make them feel better. I have no idea. But, you know, I mean, who gives a shit? At the end of the day, I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind. I think some parents, some of these crazy fucks in Spring Lake are like, oh my God, this is going to make my daughter taste her vag slime. You know, it's going to make her having some type of sexual meltdown. I don't think that that is true at all. So whatever, you know, I think that if this is what you're worried about, what your kids are exposed to, trust me, you've got bigger problems. Do I think that this book should be banned from libraries? No, I don't. I don't think it's bad at all. Well, I mean, it's graphic, but whatever. Sex is sex. In fact, I think they should probably introduce it younger. You know, that should be like something you give to a kid when they're five. You need to give this to your kids. That's the first book that they ever look at, in my opinion. The very, very, forget Curious George and Cat in the Hat. I want Gender Queer. Josh writes, if parents are so naive that they don't think kids know about this, have tried some of this, they better wake up. Oh, you're not kidding. Jesus. And in a lot of cases, this will probably alleviate some of the pressure on some of these kids because they don't know what the fuck's going on in their brain. You know? My God. But what a big deal. So I'm just disappointed because the damn TV story on the news, I wanted parents yelling. I wanted, think of the children. They're looking at porno. Yeah, this is nothing compared to what they see every single day on their phones. You know, I remember when my kids got phones and I was like, you know, I really should police the phone. And then the first day I was like, all right, let's take a look at what you've been looking at here. And then I never did it again. You know why? Because it's a pain in the ass. Most parents do that. Or you put like safety things on it so that they like can't look at anything. All they can look at is like Nickelodeon or something like that. Or National Geographic. Dad, I can't even do my homework. I need the phone. Can you take off the restrictions? Yeah, sure. He runs in the bathroom, pounds his putt. Corey suggests parents need to talk to their kids instead of getting everything banned. No, fuck that too. No, let them figure it out on their own. If you go to your kid and say, hey, I want to talk to you about tasting yourself and vag slime and beating off, they're going to want to, they're going to become serial killers. All right? Just let it go. They'll figure it out. You know, that's priority one to them. Priority one is sex. Priority two is drugs. Okay? Jesus.